Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now from here at WEEI, our good friend John Lyons joins us on the guest line. What's up, Lyons? How are we doing tonight?
Hey, Arcan. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. Do you agree with me that Drake May in the last, I don't know, month or so, has not quite looked like the Drake May that we saw in the middle of the season, the guy who was guaranteed over 100 passer rating and whose completion percentage was through the roof and so forth? Would you concede that in these last, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, he's maybe taken a minor step backwards?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot more difficult when you're not going against that New Orleans and Tennessee defense either, right, as the season has gone on. And it feels like things tipped a little bit in the second half of that Atlanta game. Remember, he had that bad turnover right before halftime. And then I think another big thing, Kayshon Booty got hurt, missed the second half of that Atlanta game. And this is a guy that, you know, as the season has gone on, has shown himself to be one of the most important parts of this offense. And yes, he was back in the Cincinnati game, but outside of drawing that one big pass interference penalty, he did not have a huge impact. So I think that's kind of affecting the passing game a little bit. And if you look at me, I thought outside of that early drive in the rain against Tampa Bay and then that bad end zone interception, I thought he was really good in that game. So there were two bad moments. Other than that, he was really good. Overall, I thought he was really good in the Jets game. And then the Cincinnati game was probably the third worst game he played overall this year behind the two games that they've lost early in the year. Mm-hmm. But even this game, I mean, I say it's the third worst game he played, and he still threw for 294 yards, completed 63% of his passes, had a touchdown. So even when he, quote-unquote, played his third worst game, in my opinion, he still wasn't horrible. Now, he had some horrible moments. Early on, it looked like he was totally out of it, sailing passes left and right. Of course, he had the pick six, which is a bad – it wasn't even a bad decision. It was just a really bad throw, too, which was kind of weird. So, I mean, to your question – yeah, he hasn't been as dominant as he was against New Orleans, against Tennessee, the first half of that Atlanta game. But also, again, he's playing teams that, you know, at least defensively, I guess you could say are a little bit better. I know the Jets are kind of a mess, but Cincinnati is...
Cincinnati Bengals are better defensively than who,
no,
John?
No,
they're the worst defense in the league.
I know, that's what I'm getting at. Like, Cincinnati is not one of those teams. Like, Cleveland was better, Atlanta was better, Tampa was better. But then you get to the Jets and Cincinnati, I was expecting the numbers to be even better against Cincinnati. I don't think I made that clear when I first said it. So, but yeah, that's why, to me, I looked at Cincinnati as probably his third worst game of the year, because not only was he kind of all over the place early and had the bad pick six, but I did expect a little bit more against such a bad defense.
Yeah, that's sort of where I'm at. I think that's what got my attention the most. If he had had a game like that, you know, like he had against Tampa Bay, I think we all kind of looked bad. Well, Tampa Bay, it's a real team. It's a legitimate defense. That's not a team you have to worry about. I think we were all expecting him to go down to Cincinnati and have his first, like, 400-yard game. You know, like, 300, you have 400 against this team. The Bengals can't stop anybody. And for three quarters of that game, they were all over him. Like, it was kind of scary, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, the Patriots had a pick six, so offensively, they only scored 19 points in this game. You know? And I know you've talked about this, but 19 points against the Bengals. I mean, the Jets scored, what, 38 against him? And
right.
The next week, Chicago scored 47 or whatever it was. Like, so, yeah, only 19 offensive points against Cincinnati. It felt like two, and I know people talked about the mini bye week and coming off that Thursday night game against the Jets. Usually that benefits teams, but they did look a little rusty offensively kind of early in that game. Maybe that was it. And it felt like after that pick six, which I do give May credit for his resiliency there. I mean, that's the sign of a good quarterback is that he can be resilient, right? So I do give him credit for that. And it felt like after that pick six, they kind of settled in and they were better after that. But still, 19 offensive points against a bad Cincinnati defense. You want more than that. And just look, I know it's, you know, 6 days away, whatever it is here. That New York Giants team, look, they just fired their defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Their defensive numbers are not good. A lot of them are at the bottom of the league, whether it's red zone, yards, points, all that stuff. But they do have a front four that can get after the passer, whether it's Abdul Carter or Brian Burns, who's got 13 sacks, which is second in the NFL. Dexter Lawrence, yep. The numbers aren't flashy, but he pushes the pocket really well. We'll see if Kayvon Thibodeau plays in that game. He's missed the last two games, but that's a really talented guy. So what I'm getting at is you have two offensive line injuries now. May was good for parts of this game against Cincinnati, but bad early and still not as good overall as you would hope. So it's, you know, you hope the Giants are a team that he can kind of get back on track against before the bye week, but I think it's going to be more difficult than people think.
Now, on the subject of those injuries, Campbell and Wilson going down, that's 40% of your offensive line, two rookies, two guys who have performed well this year. But I want your honest assessment of how good this offensive line has really actually been this year and how much of a downgrade you're getting going from those two guys to Vidarian Lowe and Ben Brown.
Yeah, I think the big downgrade is at left tackle. And look, Jared Wilson is super athletic. I mean, he ran a 4.840-yard dash last year. He was a second-team All-SEC guy at Georgia. But last year at Georgia was his first year starting on the offensive line. So this is really only his second year starting, whereas Will Campbell had many starts at LSU to kind of get at least a little bit of experience before he came in the NFL. I think it was 3 years worth of starting total. And I look at that left guard spot. Like, I think Ben Brown, look, he's not as athletic as Jared Wilson, but I think he can at least fill in and kind of hold his own. The left tackle is the one I'm really concerned about. I mean, we saw this last year with Vidarian Lowe, right? I know it started out, you had a rotation going on there at left tackle. You had your left tackle quit after week two or three, whatever it was last year. But Lowe came in and just did not inspire any confidence last year at left tackle, struggled a lot. We even saw in this game, after Campbell went out, things got shaky at times. So I think that's where the Patriots are really going to have to scheme things is with the left tackle position, whether it's keeping tight ends in, making sure Stevenson is on that side to help chip block. I think what they're going to do, honestly, Arcan, is for Patriots fans to remember week one of the 2019 season against the Steelers, Patriots spread them all out against T.J. Watt and that great pass yep. rush and threw a bunch of quick passes, bunch of play action. I actually went back and watched that game yesterday, and I think the game plan you're going to see against the Giants and maybe the Bills after the bye week as well is going to be a lot of that stuff. Because one easy way to get the pressure off a banged-up offensive line is just simply to have your quarterback get rid of the ball as fast as possible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're talking with John Lyons. John, why can't this team score on the goal line?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, too, because you go back to that sequence. It felt like they kind of tried everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, they threw to Hunter Henry. They threw to Kayshon Booty, which technically you can say the play to Kayshon Booty worked because he drew a penalty, and if the guy had not held him, he would have caught a touchdown. But they throw to Kayshon Booty. They throw to Hunter Henry. They run with Stevenson. They did a rollout with May. They run with Henderson. I mean, they did a tush push as well. Like, they did just about everything. And I put it to, and look, I know a lot of people point to that fourth down play call. I didn't like that play call either. But at that point, what was it, Arkan? Their seventh call from inside the 5 yard
yeah.
line? Like, at some point, your offensive line has to just push and get a yard or two. Like, I look, and that's the tangible moment where, okay, these offensive line injuries. Maybe if you have a fully healthy Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, you can bring Ben Brown in as an extra offensive lineman, and you can get real push in a situation like that. With those guys out, especially going forward, maybe you're going to have some more problems there. And I also think, too, a lot of the red zone, especially that low red area, yeah, scheming things is great. That's sometimes where your A-plus talent guys separate themselves, right? Whether it's elite offensive linemen, which the Patriots don't really, I mean, they have a better offensive line than last year, but it's not elite. They have better playmakers than last year, but nobody that we would classify as elite. Maybe Travion Henderson will get there eventually, but right, he's not there yet. And it's just, that's, you look at all the years the Patriots are good in the red zone. Yes, they had Tom Brady. I know that. They had Bill Belichick. I know that. They also had guys like Rob Gronkowski, who was an elite red zone target, Julian Edelman, right? Elite red zone target, Randy Moss, elite red zone target. They just don't have that right now. So it feels like with these red zone struggles, they're going to kind of have to do their best to piece it together the rest of the year. And it's something that might, unfortunately, not be fully addressed until the offseason.
Yeah, and maybe that's something we'll just have to wait on. But I look at stuff like that. I look at stuff like the openings of the games and the other team scoring on the opening drive every single week and, you know, the run game and some of these other things that just haven't really improved much. And for all the talk about how great Mike Vrabel and this offensive coaching staff is, and defensive coaching staff for that matter too, they've got some on the pass rush and things like that, it seems like the areas where they're weak haven't really improved much over the course of the year. Is that cause for concern with this coaching staff?
I think they're way ahead of where they should be. And like, we're noticing these things now because they're so far
sure.
ahead. I think a lot of people, myself included, thought they would not win 9 games total this year.
I didn't
year.
Think
so
they'd
right
win
now,
6. I was under 6.
Yeah, no, and you know, you weren't crazy to say that, right? Like, they're 10-2 right now. If they were, let's just say they, you know, they were 7-5 or 6-6, we'd be sitting here saying, hey, they're got to do this and this and this to get to 9 wins. Okay, now they're already there, so now we can look at the things, what's going to hurt them or help them in the playoffs? And that's where these opening drive scores, that could hurt them in the playoffs, giving those up on defense. Red zone struggles on both sides of the ball, that could hurt them on defense. Their lack of depth, right? We just talked about the offensive line, but that's something that for most of their position groups, there's a lack of good depth. That's something that could hurt them in the playoffs. So I think it's one of those things that only so much of this is going to improve in 1 year. And they're a lot better, obviously, than they were a year ago. They're a lot better than they were in August when I was down there at training camp.
Sure.
But because they're ahead of schedule, I think we're now noticing some of these things that maybe, you know, if they were 6-6, would we notice that they're not good in the red zone? Yes, but that would just be one piece of a larger puzzle. Because they're doing so many other things well, that's been even more magnified now.
That is the voice of John Lyons. You can hear it. When do we hear you next, Lyons?
I will be on EEI Thanksgiving morning, Black Friday morning, and Saturday morning. So you got me all holiday weekend.
Hell yeah.
Coming weekend.
I'll be listening all 3 mornings. John Lyons, I'll be listening on my way to a Turkey Bowl game in Dedham, that's for sure. John Lyons, great stuff as always. Look forward to listening to you later on this week. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.